Patricia McNaughton waited until the solemn ceremony at the law enforcement memorial was over to vent her bitterness about the loss of her mother, brother, and sister 39 years ago. They were killed along with Calumet County Sheriff's Deputy Charles Hansen when Hansen ran a stop sign and crashed into their car. Official records say Hansen was in pursuit of a suspect at the time of the accident. McNaughton's anger with the governor stemmed from his comments at the ceremony.
The officers we are here to honor today represent the very best in public service. They gave their lives to keep each of us safe.
During the ceremony, McNaughton and her sister stood silently in the crowd holding pictures of their mother, sister, and brother. McNaughton says there's no proof Hansen was on duty when he died, killing her family in the process.
We will be contacting the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial and asking them to prove to us that Officer Hansen did indeed fall in the line of duty.
The director of the Law Enforcement Memorial Association, Captain Brian Williston, says he stands by the research that qualified Hansen for recognition as a fallen officer. McNaughton says while her family holds no ill will towards Hansen or his family, they don't believe he was a hero. They're demanding the Memorial Association tighten up its criteria for honoring officers who die in the line of duty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.